informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan in Georgia with the 11 AM Zlines. In local news, a study conducted by the University of Queensland has found that physical and verbal abuse of medical receptionists is rife and is considered normal within the industry, despite causing lasting harm such as lasting psychological trauma, burnout, and physical harm. The study suggested that staff training and reducing points of frustration for patients, such as simplifying appointment scheduling, could be ways to help occasions of abuse against receptionists despite previous strategies not being as effective as planned.
A group of researchers at the University of Queensland have learnt why people look similar to their partners. The studies undertaken include a speed dating process where hundreds of heterosexuals are asked to assess the facial attractiveness, kindness, and understanding of the other participants. The study found that people who had geometrically average faces and faces similar to their own as more attractive. Moreover, those who had similar facial features deemed each other to be more understanding regardless of race. Research has proven that those who have similar faces to us help create a sense of belonging.
In national news, today Royal Commissioner Catherine Holmes will be handing down her final report from the Royal Commission into the controversial robo-debt scheme after viewing millions of documents and 9 weeks of public hearings resulting in hundreds of hours worth of evidence.
A recent clinical trial has found how simple changes in the kidney transplant process could deliver benefits for recipients, such as reducing patients' need for dialysis by 25%. The trial was conducted by Australasian Kidney Trials Network in the collaboration with the University of Queensland, the University of Adelaide, and the University of Sydney. Royal Adelaide Hospital neurologist Dr. Michael Collins, who led the study, states that it could change the world practices of kidney transplants.
In international news, climate activist Greta Thunberg has been arrested in Sweden after failing to obey police during a protest by attempting to physically stop the oil infrastructure by blocking a port in southern Sweden, while being a part of a climate activist group called Reclaim the Future. The punishment for such a crime could potentially lead protesters to face 6 months in jail. However, according to a Swedish prosecutor, it will likely result in a fine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
How do you get your daily fix of 4ZZZ? Maybe you choose